This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is the Morning Run with Lynn and Shaoning. 7:18 a.m. Monday, the 18th of May. And in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre, on what to expect from today's one-day parliamentary sitting. But in the meantime, we're taking a look at the latest developments in the 1MDB story. Because the 1MDB saga continues in this new government era with an outcome that surprised many when it was announced that a deal had been struck with lead prosecutor Gopal Datuk Sri Gopal Sriram and Datuk Sri Najib Razak's stepson Riza Abdul Aziz.
Yeah, basically, you know, there was an exchange for a recovery of monies. Riza Abdul Aziz would be given a conditional discharge, and I think there was huge surprise, right? Because people were expecting the case to proceed, although Riza Aziz, I think, already did do a settlement with the Department of Justice in the US. So I'm not really sure, you know, how this came about, because in terms of a deal, I think from the last statement given by Riza Aziz's lawyer in early April, there was no deal. And suddenly, come May, there is a deal.
Yeah, and I think there was some confusion as well because the former Attorney General, Tommy Thomas, came out to say that he had not agreed to any kind of deal when it came to Riza Aziz, which was in contradiction with previous statements that he had agreed in principle to make this settlement. So there's been a lot of he said over this deal, and I think the concern is that is this going to be setting the tone for other 1MDB-related cases under this new Perikatan National Government?
Well, it's not only just the 1MDB cases, right? Because we do have a lot of graft cases pending at this moment.
Very high-profile graft
cases.
Yes,
I mean, we have Tunku Adnan, for example. Datuk Sri Zahid is another one. At the moment, I think there's even a case with the Sabah MP, Bong Mokhtar. So what does that mean? Because clearly, Malaysia, we want to move away from corruption, right? I mean, as we know, it permeates every level of society. We need to send out the right signal that we will go after people who have allegations of corruption, and that justice, the full brunt of justice, will be felt. So, I mean, even though, yes, admittedly, in the legal process, sometimes deals have to be made, but I think there also has to be transparency when it comes to the deals, right? The government has to kind of say why did they agree to this deal? How is it beneficial versus rather than, let's say, going through the entire legal process, for example?
Yeah, I think so. You know, while the Pakatan Harapan was in power, there was a little bit more confidence that these high-profile graft cases would be taken to resolve them. But now that they are no longer in power, and a lot of the politicians who are involved are once again in the ruling members of the ruling coalition, there is a lot of concern that these politicians are not going to see a fair trial, that a trial would be weighted in their favour. So if the government wants to rehabilitate its image, it has to come out and explain why this deal was struck. You know, why is it that you think that you can recover more monies from the deal versus what could have been achieved in fines?
Or jail time.
You know, so there are a lot of questions and not enough answers just yet. So, you know, Everyone is basically concerned over the future of this country. That's what it all boils down to.
Yeah, especially over this 1MDB case, right? Which I think impacted us in so many ways. I mean, our financial situation isn't great because of all this. So lots of unanswered questions, actually.
Absolutely. So to help us dissect the twists and turns of this latest move, we have with us on the line P. Gunasegaram, Editor-in-Chief of Focus Malaysia, who also authored the first book on 1MDB entitled The Scandal That Brought Down a Government. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Guna. So this agreement between Riza and Prosecutor Datuk Sri Gopal Sriram has raised many questions, one of which is the supposedly substantial sum running into several million ringgit that the government will be receiving from Riza. Now, and the math just doesn't really add up. So could you perhaps walk us through all the charges and fines that Riza faces so that we have a clearer picture?
Well, he's been charged with money laundering. The sum involved is US$248 million. That works out to roughly about ringgit 1.1 billion. So there are five charges here. So for each of the five charges, he can be jailed for a maximum of 15 years, fined 5 million, or five times the amount of money laundered, in which case it is five times US 248 million, or ringgit 5.5 billion. So those are the charges which are facing him. But the settlement actually involves the return of only US 108 million, which is roughly about 40% of the sum that was laundered.
So, Guna, were you surprised that a deal was made?
Yes, definitely. You know, in this case here, if you look at the charges, he faces a maximum of 15 times 5, 75 years in prison. All right, so that's one. The other part of it is a fine of ringgit 5 million or five times the amount of money laundered. Now, in this case here, if you have five times the money laundered, that is five times 1.1 billion, which gives you he can be fined up to 5.5 billion for this offense. So, therefore, the amount of money recovered is far, far lower, perhaps about 1/12 of the maximum fines that can be imposed on him. So certainly it's not a great deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Guna, you know, this conflicting statements over the former Attorney General, Tan Sri Tommy Thomas's role in all of this, the DPP, Gopal Sriram, has now come out to back the current AG's statement about it. So how do you think this will play out in the coming days?
Okay, just to put the agreement into context in this case here, this is not this US 108 million is not money that Riza Aziz is returning. Almost all of them, it appears, are part of the assets which have already been seized by the US Department of Justice, you know, because it is laundered money anyway. So what Reza does in this case is actually relinquish the claims to about US 108 million worth of assets. So he does not even have to take out any money from his pocket as a result of this. These are assets. He relinquishes the claims to the assets. So in this case here, going on to the question that you asked just now, I think the former Attorney General Tommy Thomas has clearly stated that he did not consent to this agreement. And if you do a close reading of the current AG, Tan Sri Idrus Harun's statement, he says that nowhere does he state in the agreement that Tommy actually that Tommy agreed to this settlement. He says that Tommy was prepared to consider it and agreeing to it are two different things. So, even if Tommy had indicated that he might agree to this settlement, it is actually Idrus Harun's responsibility, because he signs off on the agreement to ensure that this is a fair deal for the government. You know, so he cannot push the responsibility or the blame onto Tommy Thomas in this case, because he is the one who is making the decision, not Tommy in this case. You know?
And Guna, going forward, what can we expect from other 1MDB cases or even other graft cases for that matter?
All right. The thing is, I think this has set an extremely bad precedent for any kind of, not just 1MD cases, but any kind of money laundering case. In this case here, the money laundering charges was for US 248 million, involving the sum of US 248 million. Here, the person just returns half the money, that too by relinquishing his claims, and then he is virtually goes scot-free. So, unless this agreement is actually rescinded, this is going to set a very dangerous precedent for all money laundering charges, and including money laundering charges which are related to 1MDB. So it, of course, raises questions of whether there will be further deals like this you know, the deals which are really not too good for the government, that would be made in relation to 1MDB's charges. For instance, those faced by Riza Aziz's stepfather, Dr. Sri Najib Razak. You know?
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Guna. That was P. Gunasegaram, Editor-in-Chief of Focus Malaysia. We're heading into the 7:30 News Bulletin right now. Don't forget to vote on the poll we have running on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio, asking you, should the government have made a deal with Riza Aziz? Tell us why or why not. Up next, we're speaking with Jonathan Berkshire-Miller, Senior Fellow at the Japan Institute of International Affairs, on the latest state of affairs in Japan and South Korea. That's happening after the 7:30 News Bulletin. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.